Thank you so much for holding, Mr. Conrad. I'm back. Yes, you might be in need of a new an extender for to assist you with the speed to spread it out all over the house. I can help you right now to see if it might help you, you know, doing some basic troubleshooting just to see if the speed changes. Is your wife working right now that she needs a computer? Would you be able to do that with me?
Let me just check with her.
Yes, no problem.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
It's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just gonna walk you through some steps, and then you let me know when you're ready. We're gonna unplug and plug back the router, and see. Just first of all, I'm sorry. Just make sure that everything is properly connected, to see maybe something that's loose and is not properly connected and might be.
I missed part of that. You want me to unplug the router and plug it back in?
I'm sorry. Before that second step, let's try just making sure that everything is plugged. Everything is plugged where it's supposed to be.
Yes, yes. Everything is plugged in very well.
Okay. So let me just see. Make sure I place the equipment on. Okay, we just went over that there's no barriers, there's no brick walls or metal that can be affecting the signal.
Right.
Make sure you're connected to your home. Okay. And when your devices are connected, just make sure that all of the devices are connected to your home network.
That's right.
Correct.
Yes, everything's connected to the home network.
Perfect. And let me just verify. Okay. We worked through that. Okay. So now you can unplug it you can unplug the router.
You'd like me to unplug the router?
Yes, please. Okay. And let's just wait 30 seconds.
Okay, just a second. Mm-hmm. It's just the power that I need to unplug, right?
Yes, yes, that's the power.
Okay. I've just unplugged it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're just gonna unplug it for 10 seconds and then we're gonna plug it back and wait 30 seconds just to make sure that everything is back on working.
Okay.
Can plug it back in.
Plug it back in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Plug back in.
Mhm. All right. So let me just wait for 30 seconds around there.
Yep.
All right. Everything is okay, right? No lights are coming on or anything like that.
The green light is still slowly blinking.
Okay. So let's just wait a couple of more seconds.
Okay. Now the green light is solid.
Perfect. Okay, so if you would like to try to connect to any of your devices to see.
Okay. Actually, now the green light is solid for a few seconds and then does a quick flicker and then solid for a few seconds. Let me see. Yeah, I'm not yet connected to the Wi-Fi network.
Okay, so let's just wait a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
If you see that stops blinking, let me know.
Okay.
Thank you.
The light is still doing the same thing, but now I see on my phone I can select the Wi-Fi network.
Okay.
And the light just went. Okay, so I think it's done.
Okay, perfect. Maybe you said that your wife is the one mainly having issues upstairs. If she'll be able to log in and let us know if how's the speed, how she.
Yeah, I'll ask her to do a speed test.
Thank you. Yes.
Can you do a quick speed test, please? I think you should be able to get on now. Try refreshing the whole page rather than try now. Yeah, so my wife is on the internet, but it's moving quite slowly right now.
Still moving slowly.
Yeah, she just went on to a website that can test the speed of the internet.
Okay.
Looks like it's about 300 right now.
300. Okay, let me just double check. So I'm looking at the devices that you have plugged into the internet, to the Wi-Fi, and everything is an excellent. Everything says excellent except for that. Let me see. It says the Apple iPhone. Is that far away from the router?
Both of our iPhones are in the same room right now. They're not far from the router. They're as far as my wife's computer.
And that is in the second floor, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I do advise you that an extender. You're gonna need a extender. To help you with that second floor.
Okay.
Yes, because they also is the printer also on the second floor? Because it also is looking like it has poor.
Yep, the printer is also on the second floor. Yeah.
Yes, so that has to be it, because everything else is excellent. It has good Wi-Fi speed.
Okay. But as I say, it seems like something is good for a while and then it cuts out. And today in particular, it's just been on and off a bit. It's like sometimes the internet seems fine and other times it's slow.
Okay.
But maybe you think the extender?
I believe the extender, yes. The extender will be able to help you. I can, I can offer you to have someone go over to your house and check the speed and check everything. The only thing is that they do have, if it's an issue that is not, like, is that something that we caused, then is there's going to be a charge for a truck rollover and then some for somebody to call and check it and check this and check this for you over there.
How much does that cost?
Because if it's something that is that, you know, is our issue, we will own it, you know, we'll take care of it and it will be free. Let me just take the price for that. I'll give you right now. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's $49.99 for a truck rollover, and then the cost of labor is $130.
Okay, so if like 170, 180 something for a visit.
Correct.
If it's not something that is caused by your company.
Correct.
I don't understand how you determine if something is caused by your company or not.
The tech will be able to, once they get there and they examine your router and examine your everything in they'll be able to know if it was something that was caused by us, you know, something that will be the.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but otherwise it's just $7 a month for an extender.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, you can. I can help you navigate because you can go through the eCare. You have access to your online account through eCare.
I don't know if I have, actually. How do I do that?
Okay. Have you been online at all to your account?
I have been in the HomePass app, but I haven't been anywhere. I have signed in for Archtop Fiber before. Let me look at it really
okay.
quickly.
So is the same online account? And once you should have received that email when you signed in for the service to create a password to access your account online.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm just signing into Archtop mm-hmm. right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I see an account summary. I see some quick links. Should I click upgrade service or
activate? Yes, upgrade service. That's where you. Let me just open it and see if I can also guide you through it. So yes, if
that
what you said
like
upgrade services, there you'll be able to add the extender.
The only option I see is to upgrade to 2 gig speed, which I think we don't need.
No. Okay, so
see.
Let me see what is now. Let me, I don't know why it's not letting, let me just one moment and see. Okay, I'm just sending a message just asking why it's not giving you the options online and see if I can do
okay.
it for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you so much for your patience, and I'm so sorry for this inconvenience that you're having, sir.
Okay, thank you.
I can imagine how frustrating that could be. I do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Just one moment, please. I see that they're answering back to me. Let me see what that.
Okay.
Just one moment, please. Okay, so I'm gonna I will be doing it online. On my site here, they're telling me that the option, yes, I thought the option was available through eCare, but they're telling me it's not. So let me just see if I can add that here. Okay. Do you mind? I'm so sorry, but is it okay if I can put you in a brief hold again?
Yeah, that's
just
fine.
So I can add that information. Okay, thank you. One moment, please.
Yeah.